This is a device called the Mevo, and it is a camera. And I just wanted to run through it a little bit to give you one more option that you could use for your webcasting needs. I know that some of you do some street preaching, and you like to stream that out to the benefit of more people. And devices like this could be helpful for that. It is a very small device. It's very compact. It's very nice. It's got the camera built-in microphone up top, these little holes here. But as often is the case, the microphone built-in is never really sufficient. So this particular device has something that I love, which is this, an external microphone. So you can plug this into what? Your soundboard. At church, you can plug this into just an external microphone. If you're on the street, you can have a wireless mic just sitting beside this thing, just Velcroed onto the side of this. So this is a really important feature, is to be able to have good sound coming into this. And down here you have USB-C. This is used to transfer as well as to charge. So it's nice that it's a USB-C. And this here is a micro SD, which is also very convenient, so that you can record straight onto the device. But this is essentially a streaming box. So this will stream out to the internet via Wi-Fi. So you have to connect this via Wi-Fi, and you're thinking, oh, I'm on the street, so how am I going to do that? Well, you can tether it to your phone. That is one idea. Or you can get yourself a little hotspot device. But it's got the Wi-Fi built in, and it's a very simple setup. You set it up, and I'll show you how to do that very quickly. You press this button, and it will just start streaming out. So if you set it up to go to Sermon Audio, and if you use that in connection with the multicast, then you can see how interesting this could become, where you just send it out to Sermon Audio, and then it sends it out from there to wherever. And it's got this screw on the bottom, obviously, and this fits in very nicely into just any regular microphone stand, and it just works great. This is a good device, and it's really not that expensive considering all that it does. And then what we'll do now is I'll show you very quickly how to set this up. There it goes. Now, the very first thing that happens is that you're going to be asked to connect. And it's a very simple setup. And, of course, there's a battery in there. You see that there. So it's completely standalone. You hit connect. And we're just connecting. All we're doing is we're connecting the app to the device. So the device is just sitting there on my table. And I'm just showing you what the app interface looks like. This is the app interface, okay? On here, if I turn this off for a second, you'll see there's a big red button down there in the lower left. That's how you configure your streaming setup. But over here on the right, you have all kinds of different options. I'm not going to go through all of this. But here you can set up things like filters. You can set up the microphone. Really interesting things here. But the important thing is this. I'm going to press this red button right now. I do that. So here's the settings for the streaming. Right there where it says RTMP, that's the one you want, okay? So RTMP. Now, this has multi-destination. You see that multi-destination? It's got that sort of built in. But the problem with streaming to multiple destinations from the source device like this is that you need to have the bandwidth to go from here to Facebook and YouTube and wherever else. But if you just go to the RTMP, you'll see that I already have this configured. It says Sermon Audio, and you could hit the plus button down there for a new RTMP. That's how you would do it. But let's go ahead and go to the configuration. And here all I have is the stream URL and the stream key. And you just get that from the website itself, Sermon Audio. So what you would do is you would just go to the webcast manager and just grab those two values, paste it in here, and hit save. And then you're good to go. There's a button on here. It's right there. You can see it. And that's the button you press. You press that. I'll just press right now. There it's going. And this turns red. It's pretty straightforward. You have your webcast, and that's coming out of that box. It's really nice. Like I say, battery-powered, Wi-Fi, very simple to set up. Really nice app. Very nice interface. Any questions about it before we move on? That is the Mevo. This works like this. You have your PC or your Mac, whatever, and then you have green sitting here. So that's your PC, right? You would have a camera attached to it. So you'd have a camera attached to this like that. And then you go from there through the internet, and you would go to Sermon Audio. I've now a little sticker for Sermon Audio. There we go. So we're going to Sermon Audio through the internet. This is how we are doing live webcasting today. See, that's a single stream going out to Sermon Audio. And from Sermon Audio, we have it doing things like this. We have it going to the web. We have it going to the mobile. Oh. Mobile. We have it going to TVs. We have it going to speakers, even. These are your smart speakers. And we have it going to something called the Listen Line. So this is how it works today. This is included with every broadcaster account. What is new for multicasting is that from Sermon Audio, we actually go to Facebook. And from here, we go to, let's say, Twitter. And then we can go to, let's say, YouTube, right? The important thing to note is that from Sermon Audio, we're going to these platforms. So you can only still have this one connection going to the cloud. So you don't have to have tons of bandwidth. Currently, I know that there are some churches that push out to different platforms, but they're doing it all from here. But now, with multicasting, we're going out to these platforms. So that's how it looks. This is the interface now for the multicast. As you can see, this is the standard webcast, but the new thing here is called multicast. So with the multicast, we have the ability to click on that, and everything under there, all of this, this whole area now is multicast. That means that this URL is new. You'll notice this URL is new if you're doing it that way. And we have multicast channels. Here's where you set it up. So let's go ahead and try this out. And so this is going to be our demonstration now of how to set it up with Facebook. So what you need to do is you need to add a multicast channel. And in here, you're going to specify a name for the channel. So I'll just go ahead and say Sermon Audio. And you're going to select a platform type, let's just say Facebook. You're going to have to supply a stream URL and a stream key. Now, where do I get that from? You have to go to Facebook. When you get to Facebook on your church's page, there's going to be this little live button. So essentially what you are doing is you are pushing out a live post. I'll click on that button, and you'll see that we have now the live interface on Facebook. If you pay attention to this one, this is going to be the important one. Use a persistent stream key. You want that to be on. What that is this value right here, stream key. And making it persistent means that it won't change. If you have that off, Facebook changes the stream key all the time for you. So you have to keep going back and changing your settings. But if you use persistent, it'll be persistent. So let's go ahead and copy this. Go back over to Sermon Audio. Paste it in there. Go back over to Facebook, copy this, go back over here, paste to there. That's it. Hit save. We now have Facebook. Well, the first thing that I have to do is I have to actually start a webcast. So let's go back to this guy here. I'll go ahead and hit the start button on him. That is now pushing out a stream to multicast.sermonaudio.com. Everything looks the same except now we have this multicast channel. And if you see, we have the ability now to hit the start button. So let's go ahead and do that. So it's all happening dynamically. And it's, there you go. It's now pushing to Facebook. Let's take a look. There it is, right there. And so what's happening now is it's Facebook is waiting for us to go ahead and post this. So I'm going to do that right this second. So I'm going to say live multicast demo. So if we post this, go live, now it's actually live. It was not live before, but now it's actually live. So that if you go to facebook.com/sermonaudio, it should be there. And there it is. That's it. That's how you multicast to Facebook. At this point, you can close this window. You can be done with that. It's streaming out to Facebook, and so everything is fine now. Again, you have to be on Facebook. This is important. You can't just be sitting in the webcast manager and be hitting start. You have to be on Facebook and hit that live button in order to get the process started. All we're doing is we are behaving as if we were an RTMP streaming client we are a general purpose, generic RTMP restreamer. But what that allows us to do is it allows us to not be so hook and tied into these platforms. See, this is important for us. But by making ourselves a general purpose RTMP restreamer, it allows everybody to basically independently operate. So not one offending party would affect everybody else on these platforms. And, you know, unfortunately, we have to be thinking about these sorts of things. So it's important that you understand you have to go to Facebook first, click on live, go back, hit start, and then wait for the video and post your post. Let's start talking about YouTube now, because that's another big platform that a lot of you are using. Let's set this up for YouTube. Click on add. Well, let's call this SA Classics. This is going to be on YouTube. We need a stream URL. We need a stream key. So we go to YouTube land, and this little button over here, but it's go live. And on the YouTube interface now, it's going to give us the option to have the stream URL and the stream key. So let's look for that. Here's the stream key. Let's copy that. Let's go back over to Sermon Audio. Click on the stream key. Paste that in there. And let's click on copy for stream URL, like so. And then we'll go back over here, paste that in there, and hit save. Now we have a YouTube channel for the multicast. So we're waiting for it. This is what you'll see, and it's waiting to connect. You'll want to make sure that things like this are correct. The description, live multicast, demo, it's public, etc. So this is all standard YouTube fare. So we go back over to here, and we hit the start button, start. And then on the server side, there you go. So let's go over to YouTube. If you go to YouTube, there it is. It has come in. And it's actually already live. In the case of YouTube, as long as you're in the studio here, you do have to be in the studio, I've found, and you're already live. So I could close this tab, and I can go back into public-facing YouTube, and you can see it's already live right there. Okay? And, oh, by the way, I should mention, even though there's a manual process to start it up, stopping it is automatic. So if you stop your streaming source, if you go ahead and stop this, so it stopped, and did you see that? It stopped. They both stopped. So you don't have to manually stop each one. They will stop automatically.
What about Zoom?
Okay, so in the case of Zoom, if I were to... How does this work? Live streaming. This is how you set up live streaming in Zoom. You have to go way into the settings of a meeting, and you click on live streaming, and you configure. And inside here, there's your stream URL and your key. Now, that's going the other way. This is how it would work, Andrew. You would be putting in Sermon Audio's stream URL there. So in the case of Zoom, you would be copying the stream key from Sermon Audio there, and then you would be copying the URL into there. If you do that and you hit save and then you go live with Zoom, it's going to send it to Sermon Audio, right? And from Sermon Audio, it would go to YouTube and Facebook. What this is our brand new way of showing statistics for sermons. So from here, you can actually select now, not just by month, but an actual date range. You can have it just by the week. You could have it for multiple months. You could have it for the whole year. That all by itself is a great new feature. Now, it should be noted, as it says right up here, detailed sermon stats are only available beginning January 1st. So that's the only caveat, is that even though you can select the date range, we just have the stats beginning 2021 and forward. For anything prior to that, you just have to refer to the old PDF reports. So you'll see immediately you have the total number of sermon plays for that period. So whatever period you're looking at, so 14,000 sermon plays for that particular period. It shows you the lifetime plays, 2.9 million. Of that, 9.4K done on a mobile device. And we define mobile kind of broadly. It could be a phone, it could be a tablet. These are the number of sermons that were played in that period. And then, of course, total number of sermons are shown down below. Little handy number to show you the countries that were reached. That's the at a glance. But then down below, you have your top audio sermons, top video sermons. You have your full sermon listing here, which will show you all the sermons that were played in that period. And you can sort this by the newest sermons. You can sort it by the most number of plays. So you can have sorting here. And it shows you in this nice, convenient way. And if you click on the actual sermon, it drills into that sermon. So you can see for that one sermon ID, this is now the new stats that are shown just for that one sermon ID. These are mobile countries reached for that one sermon. So this is all the stats that now you're seeing have to do with this one sermon. And from here you can see the traffic sources for that one sermon, you know, where the people are coming from. And for that one sermon, you can see the geographic information. So, but let's go back to the previous. So this is for everything. You can see it for all these sermons. And you can page through this. These are the traffic sources. So you have most of the traffic coming from the website proper, sermonaudio.com, or your solo site. So this is a breakdown. And you can have it as a stacked bar graph as well, or a pie chart. Then you have your breakdown by day. So this is the date range, again, that we've selected. And so each day you can see how many audio plays, how many video plays. And you can go via a line graph as well. By the way, in here, if you're like, wow, there's a spike on that day, I wonder what happened, you can click on this and you will drill down into that one day. So now you're looking at that one day. And all of these numbers reflect that one day. These are all the sermons that were played on that one day. And then geographic as well. So let's go back. If we go back here, we see the bar graph, day by day breakdown. And of course we have your geographic breakdown as well. This is kind of a heat map, so you can see the darker colored ones are where there's more downloads. So you can see it at a glance. And then, of course, you have your international map from all over the world. Then at the very end, you have where all of your comments are. These are all of your sermon comments for that date range again. If that weren't enough, you can actually filter this whole thing, as you saw, by sermon ID, so for a single sermon, but you can also do it for a sermon series. So if you're interested in the statistics for just one series, all the numbers that you're seeing are just for that one sermon series. And if it's not a sermon series that you want to see, you can do it by speaker. So for this date range, for this speaker, and this broadcaster account, these are the stats. Anything that you select here can be printed. So if you print this particular view, that date range, that speaker, and you hit print, you have options for paper size, color, or grayscale. So everything is produced in this very pretty printable format. So this is for that speaker. You saw we selected that speaker for this broadcaster, for this date range. And this is all the stats for that one speaker. And then, of course, you can just reset all that and have it just for the date range across all sermons, all speakers.
So if you're multicasting to Facebook, you're multicasting and it goes out to YouTube, is that accessible after the live streaming on those platforms? In other words, will it be there? Will it remain there?
Oh, yes, yes. Live? Yes, it will be there. It will remain there as if you're streaming to those platforms just manually yourself. So, yes, okay. Absolutely. The whole flow. If you're streaming the service, it's all there. We hope you'll still upload to Sermon Audio. There's strong reason for that. Number one, don't depend on these platforms too much. Okay, unless you've been sort of asleep, that would not be wise to do that. So don't put all your sermons on these platforms and that's the only place that they are. By all means, use them, but don't depend on them. So please do continue to upload to Sermon Audio. Second, Sermon Audio is a platform that is catering to sermons. So you have things like Bible reference and a sermon series and speakers and so people come to Sermon Audio to look for sermons. Obviously, these other platforms are useful and they have their place, but we would encourage you to continue to upload to Sermon Audio. Thank you for hopping on, and you are dismissed. Bye-bye, everybody. Thank you.